You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This is Lisa Berry, and this week Art and Soul is about the culinary arts. Definitely a bit of a different scene since the pandemic began, but there are still dining opportunities and special moments to be had, including a weekly fish and chips pop-up created by someone who knows all about that growing up in the UK. Talking to Cornman Farms British chef and owner, Kiernan Hales. Thanks for joining us here on WEMU.
Thank you for having me.
I understand you felt a need to do something to bring a little bit of joy to us in this quarantine community. Is that what the fish and chips pop-up is all about?
For sure. I think mostly what I've done is try to relive my childhood. I tried to run away from it when I was a child and get to London. I moved to London when I was 13. And the rest of my life I've been running back to that childhood. And so this was a way to kind of bring back that nostalgia that I had of eating fish and chips back in England. It's that perfect comfort food as far as a Brit goes, and being able to share that with as many people as possible. It's part of our mission statement within Zingerman's, to share the Zingerman's experience with as many people as possible. To share fish and chips makes my heart warm and fuzzy every time we do it.
Now, 13, I understand, is the age you started your chef career. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so I was a classically trained bassoonist, super helpful to become a chef. But I changed my career path when I was 13, and I graduated school early and did one of the last modern apprenticeships in Europe. And so I got to go work in a one Michelin star restaurant in London, and then also spent a year in France with a chef called Paul Bocuse. And I did that for about 4 years. And so I was doing that at 13. I was living away from home in a youth hostel in London with no connection. I don't know how legal it was, but somehow it was a good thing.
Now, I understand you have traveled and lived and cooked in 27 different countries?
Yeah, I've traveled a lot. It's nice to be stopped and settled in. I now live in Chelsea in Michigan, which was not necessarily where I thought I'd end up in the world, but it's kind of this perfect place. But yeah, 27 countries. I was passed off from one head chef to the next head chef in my younger years. And so they would just tell me to go somewhere else after having spent a year or 6 months in their restaurant. Like, oh, you need to go learn this skill, go here. It was a little bit of a good old boys club, and they would just send you to the next place.
How does one know at the age of 13 that that's their gift?
Right. It's funny. When I did my test to become part of the specialized chef's course, which is the Royal Academy of Culinary Arts, I had to chop an onion, make a soup and do things. I had no special skills how to do it, but I was pretty passionate. My grandmother was an awful cook and my mother was amazing. And I think I just really loved my mom and wanted to do that, even while I was training to be a musician. And it brought joy to people. And I think for us as a family, the Haleses, we would kill with kindness of food. We would try to stuff you to the nines all day long. And so when we would have people over, we'd cook enough food for the entire village of 300 people I lived in, just for 12 people. And so that stuck pretty long and hard with me all my life. And my way to make people happy is to cook them food. So happy place to be.
Yeah, well, not to brag, my signature dish is brownies with M&Ms on them.
There you go.
But I do make my
happy to hear that.
Yes, I do make my own homemade frosting. What is your signature dish?
I'd say my signature dish, the thing I love most, is something my mom made for me for my birthday, which is a dish called Fillet de Beef Albert. It was Queen Victoria had her chefs make it for her husband, who couldn't be king because she was queen. And it's this very elaborate fillet of beef stuffed with foie gras, truffles, wrapped in pancetta, braised in port and brandy. It's the most crazy dish, very expensive, takes forever to do, but it's so beautiful. And I love it because it's incredibly complicated, but I've probably trained novice cooks how to do it. Like, there's a lot of fun teaching a very complicated thing right at the beginning. And one of our chefs here that works with us, a gentleman called Jacob McNeely, who's probably maybe only cooked 6 months in his life, can make this dish. And I could probably name, you know, 20 other people who know about Fillet de Beef Albert. So cool thing to be able to share with people that my mom made for me for my birthday.
I don't even know how to spell it. So
Fillet de Beef Albert. And okay. I just love, my grandfather was Albert. And
oh,
so that
nice.
Makes me happy too.
So how did you end up at Zingerman's Cornman Farms?
Yeah, it was an interesting. So Ari was good friends with Randolph, who owns Neil's Yard Dairy in England. So Ari's one of the co-founders of Zingerman's.
Ari Weinzweig.
Yeah, and he popped over for a cheese tasting in the UK, And Randolph, who I'd known since I started in the industry, was like, hey, I've got this guy called Ari. He's coming in. Would you put him up for dinner and stay in the rooms that we had above the restaurant? I'm like, sure. And so he came over. I opened up the restaurant that night, just cooked for the two of them. We went on a cheese tour. And Ari was the first person who really gave me the opportunity to be able to become an owner. I'd worked in a lot of restaurants. I'd saved up quite a bit of money, but no one in Europe really wants it easy to get in to become an owner or purchase into a restaurant. And Ari gave me the hope that it could be. And I loved being over here before. I actually lived up in Kennebunkport in Maine and in New York City. And the idea of coming back to the U.S. made me really happy. And so Ari invited me over. I went through like an almost 2.5 year visa process because I'd used up all my other visas and eventually got back over here. And now I'm married, got two kids, live in Chelsea. It's a magical little land out here.
Yeah, with Jeff Daniels.
Yeah, Jeff Daniels actually come and played a couple of times for the theater, the Purple Rose Theater. They've done a couple of their backyard barbecues out at the farm with us. And so we've had him sitting on the porch of the house playing his guitar a couple of times.
So let's talk fish and chips, the pop-up shop, every Wednesday available at Corman Farms.
Yeah, all the way through to the end of August. We do it. It's something that is British comfort food. It's not the most popular fast food in the UK. That's Indian food, which I love. But it's the second most popular now, and it's beautiful cod that's been beer battered, and our beer batter's got a little bit of vodka in it, some low gluten flour, salt, pepper. We actually sous vide it for about 40 minutes beforehand, chill it, and then fry it. So it's perfectly translucent when it gets fried, and then serve with almost 1.5 pounds, nearly 2 pounds of chips. And those are French fried steak chips, not chips. I love the difference of the UK chips and French fries.
So there's all vodka in a beer, good beer batter?
Yeah, it evaporates instantaneously. If you can imagine, as it hits the fryer oil, that vodka evaporates, which makes it really airy and crisp. It's almost, I'm the one standing at the fryer for the entirety of the event, and there's all these, we call them bits when they come off the fryer, so all the batter that falls off the fish goes quickly, and that's what's happening with the vodka. It evaporates so quickly to let that happen.
So in order to partake in this, one must order online in advance, and it's been selling out quickly. We'll put the link to it. So if you're interested, go now. And is there a chance of catching a glimpse of you, or are you done for the day by the time?
Oh, you can. So it's a no contact pickup, but as you drive past the farmhouse, you'll see me in there frying. There's a good little crew of us, four or five of us in the kitchen, putting these out. What's wonderful, again, with us pre-sous-viding, like cooking the fish in advance, it's a very quick service for us. So usually you drive up and it's no more than about 5 to 8 minutes to wait for your food. And then you get to go and explore Dexter. I mean, we've got that beautiful river walk that we have, or a couple of the local parks. And we just recommend people take those fish and chips and go sit down by the river and eat it. And it comes with tartar sauce, curry sauce with it as well. It comes with the vinegar. It comes with all the wooden spoon as well, which I love. That's what makes it real. The wooden spoon's almost as important as the fish.
Kieran Hales is the British chef and owner of Zingerman's Corman Farms. Thank you so much for talking to us here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.